second largest churches we went, you know.
We have not very many churches going yet. We have I have to call, but we trust the Lord, and we will do the same thing that God called us to do. But I want to edit the video a little bit. So now we have been in the States for 8 months on furlough. During this time, we have been praying that God would allow us to visit churches in order to raise our support 1 year in the States, which is in the end of this 2026. We will go back to the field. And currently, we are being supported with 35%. Which is $3,000 per month. Our goal is, so we are trusting God to provide for us to, so that we will be able to serve in more effectively when we return to our field, and we believe God that nothing is too hard for Him. And He said this. We believe this verse that Jeremiah 32:27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" And then Mark chapter 10, verse 27 also said this. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." So we believe that we must stay busy for our Lord and trust that His last command is our first priority. And because time is very short, and Jesus can come at any moment, so we must be busy in His business. I listened about this church, and I found out, every church that before I go, I want to go to the website and see how's, the church history, whatever. So I cannot find every detail, but I listened the last sermon that pastor preached, and I love it, I love it. And, you bury your your life in the church and serving for the Lord. I love it. So this is the Scranton Revival Baptist Church. They started since 1975. Is that right, Pastor?
1971.
Oh, wow. I it's before I born. I born 1972, so this church is older than me. So, but praise the Lord for faithfulness, Pastor, and praise the Lord for that. I want to be that kind of preacher, Pastor. Yes, it's encouraged me, And so what a faithful testimony in the Lord's work. And please keep going, Pastor. And in the church family, keep going. And when we were praying for you and your family and your ministry here, and when you fall in love with the Lord, you will obey His command no matter what is going on in your life. And we believe that we must share the good news, and there are so much the more to do for Him in our Christian life. So. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." We believe that verse. We must respond to that verse as well. So, and then also, I have lined up a lot of Bible verses that are my favorite verse, but each church I encourage to them. John chapter 9, verse 4 says, "I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Right now, the situation in Myanmar is only becoming more worse every day. The civil war still continues, and the Burmese people are crying out for a better political leader. As Christians, we know that the real solution for their peace is only found in Jesus. He is the only answer for this life and for the life to come. God has called me and my family to our own people, And he has given me a burden to preach a clear presentation of the gospel to the lost souls hungering for the truth. Not many missionaries are going to Burma because of an uncertain situation. And for some missionaries, they based their work in Thailand and reached many Burmese people that are scattered abroad. And we praise the Lord for those missionaries who love Burmese soul and preach the gospel. And God is, we believe that, you know, but we believe that God is in control, and Burmese people need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ before too late. And no matter how much the Buddhist influence or military dictatorship ruling there, we want to see Burmese people knee, you know, their knee should bow in the name of Jesus Christ while they are alive. If not, they will bow their knee under the earth because of their decision. But why? Because Philippians 2, 9, 11 says, 9 through 11 said this, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and all things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Amen. Think about that. So, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, all things on earth, things on earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And today, the Son never sets on our ministry. God is calling us to go back and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ one more time. I want to share about Adoniram Judson a little bit. And Adoniram Judson, America's first foreign missionary, traded ambition for faith, sailed into hostile Burma with his wife Anne to spread the gospel, facing imprisonment, torture, family tragedy, and immense hardship, and served for almost 40 years, yet persevered to translate the Bible into Burmese, establishing churches and seeing thousands come to Christ, proving his enduring legacy through radical faith and persistence. Despite torture, illness, and loss, Judson never gave up, famously stating this, "The future is as bright as the promises of God." Amen. Also, he said this, I love this quote. "There is no success without sacrifice. If you succeed without sacrifice, it is because someone has suffered before you. If you sacrifice without success, it is because someone will succeed after." I love that. Now it is my turn. Their turn is gone. They already finished. They run their race, finished, and a pastor is keep running. Unbelievable, his age, and he stayed pastor. It's encouraged me, and I can keep going because I just see his face and, you know, his work in here, and I can keep going. Even it doesn't matter the support or not, but I love that. I love who served the Lord because of my life is very bad shape before. You know, I was Buddhist monk, you know. But now I am no more Buddhist, you know. I'm the Lord's army, you know. So now my turn. It is my turn with my family to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ until I die. Our forefathers run their race to the end, and I must run my race until my last breath. And I believe that this church is one of those faithful people run their race in this strengthened Pennsylvania. What a privilege and a blessing it is to serve for the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance that includes strengthened here and anywhere in the uttermost part of the earth, like Myanmar or Burma or whatever they want to call. But remember this, as a Christian, we must continue our faith in him so that we can be his real disciple. And we must continue here and abroad. John chapter 8 verse 31 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue," I love this word, "if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Amen. Please keep my family and people of Myanmar in your thoughts and prayers. We will do the best as God called us to do in Myanmar. Also, please support us financially if you can by God's grace. Our goal is $3,000 per month, and now we have 35% right now. Praise the Lord for that. We will go back the end of this year and do it again, same thing for His last command, which my our first priority. Thank you, Pastor Blom, and your family and the church family that are allowing us to come and present our ministry. May God richly bless you all. And if you have any question, I have, you know, I'd be glad and gladly answer your question after service. Thank you all. And yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. And tonight we will study the Bible a little bit, and I want to encourage you. And this is the 2026 of the first week, the state first week, right, Pastor? This is the 7th, January 7th. So I want to encourage a little bit before we go into our text. And the beginning of a new year is a gift from God. I thank God that I am still alive, and I believe that He has a plan for me and for you for 2026. The book of Psalm chapter 118 verse 17 said, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." It's an opportunity to set a spiritual direction and walk forward with purpose. If we want to be faithful year for 2026, we must begin with faithfully a daily basis. And as a Christian, we should make plan or set a goal for our spiritual investment. We know that if we fail to plan, we are planning to fail. So, when we plan for 2026, the same time, we must faithful day by day. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It's proving that faithfulness in the little things, the little things, builds strength and character for bigger challenges. True faithfulness is not just about grand gestures, but about honoring your commitments moment by moment to the Lord. Luke chapter 16 verse 10 said, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust unto in also in much." If you are thankful to the Lord for being able to pass 2025, say amen with me. Amen. Praise the Lord for 2025. And we're looking forward to 2026 with many blessings ahead of us. And the best is yet to come. Amen. The best is yet to come. Jesus can come back anytime, any moment. So we will study about Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go. If you have your Bible, please turn with me. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 24. If you are able, would you stand with me, please? Follow along with me as I read the Word of God, Holy Word of God. And even though I'm Burmese, I love King James Bible. And I love King James, you know. And we have Burmese Bible, which is Adoniram Justin translated from the original language, Hebrews and Greek, to Burmese directly. You can call Burmese KJV. So, but. And tonight, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through and 24. I will read it to you. You follow along with me. The Bible says this, verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Verse 18, having that the understanding darkened, being alienate from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Verse 21, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22 through 24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The last verse, if you can, shall we read together? Verse 24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Tonight, I want to encourage you, and this sermon I preached the last church that I went, because this is still for the 2026, the first week, the next week I'm going to change the other sermon, but the title I already gave from the verse 21. The title is that ye have been taught by him. Verse 21 said ye have been taught by him. Ye have been taught by him. So let's pray together before we go in. Let's pray. Dear Lord, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this church, local New Testament church. What a blessing. It's been a long, long time, and what a faithful servant God's people here we see, Lord. Thank you for our salvation through Jesus Christ, and thank you for my family. Thank you for all of each of our family that you put together and meet together. This is not an accident, Lord. And we love you. Help us to learn together, grow together, and reach more people for you, and grow in Christ in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. That the title is "Ye Have Been Taught by Him." Scripture emphasizes walking by new man or holiness as essential. It's calling believers to be set apart. After we trusted Christ, we must practically live in separated. And practically live in a separated life, which is holiness, and it reflects a genuine transformation, not just a change of address from hell to heaven, but a life made pleasing to God. Living for him and serve him. We should match our belief and our action for our Lord Jesus Christ for this year. And someone said this, and as a Christian, we must match our belief and our action. Someone said this, your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. And here is another one. Most people talk the talk, few will walk the walk, be amongst those few. Sin, you know, we read about our text. We see the ungodly people, and then he warning for that, and then he encouraged us how to live for Christ, and how to put on new man, and put off the old man. But sin, and then worldly focus, and carnal mindset, those are unholiness. So the unholiness is a major barrier to spiritual growth, preventing intimacy with God and blocking his work, as it separates us from the divine source, leading to stagnation rather than spiritual vitality. These scriptures focus in the inner transformation of a believer's life, often structured around that contrast between the old man and the new man. As a sinner, we will never be holy and righteous. There is no way to be righteous. The Bible says, Romans 3:10 says, "It is as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Every time God's standard is holy and without sin, and He is, you know, omnipotent. He is all power. And but as a human, we are very, you know, come short every time because of we sin. We are wicked, even though we kill, we don't kill people, or we don't steal, or we don't lie, but we still pretend. That is a sin too, you know. But the Bible also says, you know, "Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, as, you know, death by sin, so death, you know, pass upon all men, and for that all have sinned." So we are become a sinner not because of we sin. We sin because we are sinner. So, and 1 Corinthians 15 verse 50 said this, put this way: "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. But thank God for our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who redeems us from our sins, saves us from hell." So praise the Lord for that. Romans 5:9 says, "Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." God's wrath is all upon all sinner. But when you trust Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, God's wrath is no more upon here, because we are, you know, redeemed, justified by His blood. And then after we trust Christ, after we've been saved, we are a child of God, we must be matched in our action as a Christian. The Bible said this way, 1 Peter 1:16 said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 2:9 also said this, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. So I have 3 points this evening for this study. Number one, the warning. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 19, you see Paul begins with a solemn command to stop living like those who do not know God. So here is their character. We start study at verse 17. Look at Ephesians, please. 4, chapter 4, verse 17 said this: "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." So you see in their vanity of their mind. The vanity means, dictionary from KJV, I mean the 1611 dictionary, and said the vanity means emptiness and want of substance to satisfy desire, and uncertainty, fruitless desire, trifling labor that produce no good. So the Bible talks about that in Romans chapter 1. I'm going to read it for you, and so that you can encourage. You have encouraged from the Word of God. And Romans chapter 1 verse 21 through 23. The Bible said this: "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Verse 22, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So you see in their vanity of their mind in Myanmar, in our country, Burma, you know, you can see in full of idols, a statue on the mountains, and not only that, they are you know, they want to destroy other religions, especially Christian, you know. They want to destroy our work as well in our place there in southern Burma, and sometimes they pull out their gun and on our way, and they said you are not allowed to go that location, which is we want to go and pass out tracts. You know, they don't allow to go that, and sometimes the village leader came and said, you know, they said, you are not allowed to build this church building in this property, which is we already been built. And I praise God that we did almost finish, and many souls have been saved. We built building because we do before we build it, we make everything is legally, we pay for that. And after we build it, they want to destroy it. They don't want it, you know, those kind of stuff. And you have to be, you know, we don't know the future, an early future, but we know that we know who holds the future, and we keep going, and step by step, you know, our goal is Burmese people should know the gospel of Jesus Christ and they can be saved. Not only that, their mind is vanity. And in verse 17, let's go back to the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. You see that having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. See, their heart is blind. And then their mind is vanity. So darkened means deprived of light, obscured, made black, made ignorance. So it's talking about Romans 1, and talking about that as well. Verse 24 through 28, I read it for you. And wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creation, the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lusts one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. What is said? So that's why the result is coming. Verse 19, see, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 19 says, who being past feeling have given themselves for unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Those are worldly people. They don't know Christ, not because of God. God doesn't show them. God showed them through creation, and God loves them. God sent His Son Jesus Christ, died on the cross, and then God used His people here, Scranton, and God used His people, Burmese people, from monk, and then God changed, and then He used it to glory, you know, to know the real God, but they choose to deny. According to, that's why their result, lasciviousness, irregular indulgence of animal desires and wantonness, lustfulness, not only that we see to work all uncleanness with greediness. The Bible talking about that, Romans chapter 1 verse 19 through 29 through 32, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, deceitful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. Verse 32 said this, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What is said? So Paul is warning to Ephesians believer that you don't want to live like that no more, and no longer walking as the world. So and then also Peter, and I want to encourage it, and I love the Bible verse, you know, every time I preach it, and Second Peter, I'm going to read it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And Second Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 20 through 22, and said for Second Peter 2, verse 20 through 22, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome at the latter end in worse with them than the beginning. Verse 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Verse 22, but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter 3, 13 and 14 says this, nevertheless, but we don't want those according to their living, but we want, because we are a child of God, we must living for the Lord. Jesus, Second Peter 3 said this, verse 13 and 14, nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. There is no way to without spot and blameless, because we are a sinner. But by the grace of God, we can be spotless and blameless in front of God and in front of people. So the warning, Paul warning to Ephesians as well, Paul warning to us, that we don't want to live the world. So what is number two? Number two is the standard. You see in the standard? And Philippians chapter, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, you see the standard. Believe, you know, verse 20 said this. Verse 20 said, but ye have not so learned Christ. We have been learned Christ. Verse 21 said, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. So believers have a different standard because they have learned Christ. How we learn Christ? We learn through a personal relationship. A personal relationship. To learn Christ is more than just gaining information. It is entering into a relationship with him. Amen. And how do relationship with him? Believe by him by, you know, by faith. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. See, so we believe in him, the first step of our relationship with Jesus Christ. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. See, we believe by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9 also said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So by faith we are, you know, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And not only that, after we trust Jesus, we walk with him by faith. Walk with him by faith. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 said, we walk by faith, not by sight. Not by sight. I love to share the Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 and 13 said this. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 and 13 says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Salvation is free. Because of this is from God, eternal life through Jesus Christ. We don't have to pay anything. It's free. But for Jesus Christ, for God, it's not free. He's paid for. He died on the cross. And he shed his blood. And after burial and after 3 days, he rose again. There is not free for him. But he loved us so much. That's why we must live for him after we got saved. Verse 13 said, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So a personal relationship. And see, we can see also the source of truth. What is the source of truth? Ephesians chapter 4 verse 21 said, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. See, Jesus is the source of truth. The source of truth is him. So truth is not found in the world's philosophies, but in embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. John 14:6 said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Look up here, please. Thy word is true. And we must active hearing. We must be taught by him and hear his voice through his word. And we must continue to learn his word so we can be his real disciple. I'm going to repeat again. John 8:31 said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And they are continue as a Christian because we have the source of truth, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so they continue. Acts chapter 2 verse 42 said, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Why we have Wednesday night here? We want to continue. Why we want to go back our country and preach the gospel? You are months before. Why? Why? Because I am no more Buddhism, you know, Buddhist, no more monk. You know, I love the Lord, and God gave me a beautiful wife and all 3 children, and we love is to serve him. Even though we have difficulty there, we have a few small amount of money, and but we know we don't depend on money. We depend on the Lord because we want to continue. The point number one is he's warning to us, you guys are not walk like worldly walk. Let's go to the 2026 with, you know. And then number two that says that the standard. And then number three, the last one. We go number three, the process. You see in verse 22, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24, you see in that three steps to transformation. Paul provides a practical three-part process for daily spiritual growth. And first of all, verse 22, you see in put off the old man. The Bible said this, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. So that the put off the old man, because before we trust Christ, we have the old man's die. But after we trust Christ, we have new, in Christ we are new man. But the old man means like discarding filthy, worn out clothes. Believers must renounce their former way of life and its deceitful desires. Galatians 2:20 said this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And verse 23, we see, and he said this, Ephesians 4:23 said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So transformation is an inside out process. And this is the continuous and present tense action where the Holy Spirit refreshes our thinking through scripture. Psalm 119 verse 11 said, thy word had I hidden it hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And Psalm 119 verse 105 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. John 17:17, that is my favorite verse. I preach all the time and I love it. And sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So we see that we need to renew in the spirit of our mind. And the last verse we see in the last verse says this, 24, Ephesians 4:24 said, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So clothe yourself in the new identity created by God, which reflects his own likeness in true righteousness and holiness. And the Bible talking about, I want to read it, just listen, or you can jot it down if you like it. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, my mind, that ye may prove that is the, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, 3 points done. I'm going to go conclusion right now. Becoming anew in Christ means adopting the mission Christ gave his disciples as your own. Making the expansion of his kingdom your highest priority. Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 28, that this is Jesus' last command, and we should obey and do practically as a Christian. Go out Sunday, Saturdays, go out so many. I love Pastor announced that Thursday. Oh, wow. We have so many crew, but as a Christian, every day we are so many everywhere, bus stop or that. But you don't much seeing in, you know, churches are going like 2 days a week or whatever, but this church is still doing, praise the Lord for that. And I love that. And Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 through 19 and 20, Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. This is God's, Jesus' last command, and we must obey his command. People ask me, why you go back to Myanmar, Burma, stay here in comfort and enjoy with your family? And I said, I'm Christian now, you know. I love the Lord, you know. I must share his love and how he changed my life throughout the year. And he is so good to me and to my family. I'm a new man now, and I have been taught. I have been taught by him. I have been taught by him. No more Buddhists. No, you know, it made me keep going. You know, I must preach about their sin. I must preach about their sin. Their idol is false god, and there is a Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved us so much. And Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Burmese people should know. So please continue praying for us as we go back. Not missionary. Many missionaries are going inside Burma because of these scares. But as a Burmese people, Burmese face, I don't have to learn the language. You know, ready to go. You know, a lot of people are waiting for me to go back. And we have been taught by him. So through salvation and then walking with him in a new man in Christ, Christian. And Christian life is the best life in this world. If you are not a Christian, trust Christ today. And don't delay. He loves you, and he died on the cross for you. After 3 days, he rose from the dead. And Galatians 3:26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith through Christ Jesus." So 1 Timothy 2:5 also said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." The man Christ Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 said, "How to accept Jesus? You must confess with your mouth." That the Bible said that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Very easy to receive the eternal life. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Christians, please, please love the Lord and live for him, serve for him, and teach our next generation about God. And pray for your children, and teach at your home, your church, serving at the church. And pray for your children, you know, especially right now. I'm praying for all of my three children. Pray for their spouse. Be honest with you. Before even the little, we pray for their spouse to be godly spouse. They need to meet, Pastor. Please pray for us, Pastor. Thank you so much. And one of my preacher friends said, he said this, he quoted this, "The church can preach and the school can teach, but the home is where the sermons and the lessons are practiced." I love that. The church can preach and the school can teach, but the home is where the sermons and lessons are practiced. Wow. So serve for him until he comes again. Why? Why? We have been taught by him. So let's walking in the new man, with the new man in 2026. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word, holy word, the word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 24. What a privilege to stand the pulpit here. And thank you so much for Pastor. Allow me, we don't know each other, but very grateful and to see him. What a privilege to come here and share our ministry. Thank you so much, Lord, you allow us to come. Thank you for this church folks, pastor and his family. Bless this church and just church folks, Lord. We love you. Help us to grow in you and reach more people for you wherever we are, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I got one. Thank you. Amen. All right, let's try that. It works. You know, when I, somebody asked me, how did you meet Peter? And I said, I don't remember. I don't remember if he called me or I called him, or it doesn't really matter, because when I talked to him, I knew that he was somebody that I wanted to set up a meeting with. And I can be a hard-headed Hollander, but you know, God softened my heart, and I said, I want to have this guy present his work. And he's been through some battles over there in Burma, and tough stuff, and same devil.